Norwich joins us. Dan, hero of the hour, really, for Essex. 75, batted 4 hours, 40 minutes. You and Adam Wheater put together a really decent stand. Yeah. That lacking really substantial support from anywhere else, wasn't it? And left us trailing a significant margin.
Yeah, no, it's a bit of a tough one, like, because we walk away from that day and we think we've had quite an average day in the end, really. Whereas at one stage we were, I think, 250 for five, and to be bowled out for 290 was quite disappointing in the end. We lost a couple of wickets at the wrong time last night, especially. We lost a couple before the close, which really put our backs up against the wall, and then we lost a quick one before the new ball, and then when the new ball was taken, they got a bit of momentum and sort of took over from there.
Yeah, indeed. We were in trouble, 86 for two when you came to the crease.
Yeah.
Such was the magnificent effort that you put up, 282 for nine when you left, just running out of partners. The new ball had just been taken. So near to also to getting that third batting point, which would have been small consolation, wouldn't it?
Of course. Well, obviously, every point counts in this division. There's going to be tough days, and we've got to scrap to get every single point, and to not get that extra point is disappointing. And our first goal for the start of the day was also to get 357, which was the follow-on target. But being sort of 60 runs short of that obviously leaves us with a very tough day tomorrow, so it should be an interesting one.
Were you surprised that Middlesex didn't enforce the follow-on?
No, not particularly, because their bowlers had already bowled quite a lot of overs already. I think four of their bowlers had bowled over 20 overs, so didn't they just go 30 overs just to get us back out in the field and let their bowlers refreshen up a little bit? And yeah, I think that was the reason why.
Yeah, let's not underestimate your innings, though, because this attack is a serious attack, isn't it? Just, you know, one reason why they're county champions.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, that's the best attack we've faced so far this season, and we're going to come up against these sort of attacks time and again, aren't we?
Yeah, well, that's the step up, isn't it, from coming up from last year to this year. So, a fantastic attack. Luckily, we're playing on one, actually, a really nice wicket again. Been fortunate this year. We've played on two very, very flat wickets, and thankfully, I've managed to score a few runs on both of them.
Indeed. Just you personally, young man, coming to Lords, home of cricket. I mean, everybody says it is the place to play your game. To go out there and perform so well. Just reflections on your feelings as a youngster making your way in the game.
Yeah, like, it's obviously very exciting, not only for myself, but for everyone to come and play here. It's my first time in a four-day game here, and to be able to spend 4 days here is fantastic, and it sort of makes you half jealous of the Middlesex lads who get to do it every couple of weeks. But no, obviously, it's a special place, special ground. Even the lunches and stuff are just a league above everyone else. So, no, it's a fantastic place to play, and it was nice personally to score a few runs.
Yeah, indeed. Perhaps it's just as well you don't play all your cricket at Lords. You put on a little bit of weight there.
Indeed. I've had like a bit of a pig this week, but no, it's been good.
Dan, you play so well today. Once again, great effort on your behalf. Pleased to watch you playing, and let's hope in one respect you might not need to go to the middle tomorrow, mate.
Oh, let's hope so. Thank you very much.
If you do, three figures, Dan.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.